Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we are in this season of talking about scriptures that inspire us. And the next scripture that you've shared with us for this heartbeat is in John's Gospel again. It was last week too. So it's in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 27. And it says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid." So this is Jesus talking. And the way that you decide to tackle this scripture with us is you start with the last bit first and then you go back.
Okay.
So you started with saying, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. And you said that Jesus is telling us the first bit of that, which is do not let. So we have an ability to control whether we allow something to affect us or whether we don't.
Yep.
And I think for some things that's true, that we can choose whether or not
something can make us anxious and worried.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't.
Mm, mm. But that's so hard to do, don't you think?
When you feel anxious?
Yeah. Like you can feel anxious.
It. Yeah.
Like,
how do you stop
what
it?
What I find is I can feel anxious, but then I'm either reminded of this kind of scripture or other things in my life where I'm like, no, I don't need to allow that to affect me. But it doesn't mean I still don't have the feeling. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I don't like flying. Mm. Whenever I know I'm going to fly, I get anxious. I go look up the weather, checking how the flight pattern, the path, what plane I'm on, etc. Just to sort of, but I've also learned, so I've checked all those things, I guess, for my mind.
Yeah.
And then I've learned, as I'm generally beforehand, but definitely on the plane, I pray.
Mm.
And I find the peace of Jesus gives me that peace.
Mm.
So I go, I just remind myself, Jesus is with me.
Mm.
Jesus is Lord of the wind. And I ask the guardian angels actually to hold the wings of the plane steady.
Yep.
Because they can do that. You know, they're there for to guide, protect, assist us.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask them to help me. Yeah. And I just continually remind my mind that Jesus is in charge. So if he wants it to be a little bit windy or bumpy, he's in control anyway.
Mm.
And it gives me peace. Mm. So the anxiousness is still there, but I choose to try to eliminate it more by looking at God. Mm.
So when we're saying do not let your hearts be troubled, it's not really about then our own strength that's happening.
No.
Not at all. It's about...
Well, we're putting in the effort.
That's right. Like you said, you've got to remind yourself to turn to God.
Yes.
So there is that element. But it's not like... It's not in our own strength that we can stop that effect going on.
It's not like there's a tap on in my mind and I can turn the tap off.
Turn it off. Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes I think when it reads, you can read it like that. Yeah, you can think of it like a tap. Well, I can just not let it happen.
And some people don't understand because you can be an anxious type of person in your personality, in what has happened from your environment, your background, right? And people go, "You're stupid. Why don't you just don't think about it or don't act like that?" Mm. That's so hard to really take on if that's you don't like, you know, I fell off a horse. I don't like horse riding now. You know what I mean?
Whereas others are just anxious. Oh, it's fine. Hop
on.
Yeah,
because of what happened in the past. And so with God, though, all things are possible.
Yep.
God gives me the peace, the comfort,
the
I guess I feel like the knowledge of him caring for me gives me the peace.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And you said we should allow God to form our thoughts, heart and mind. So one of the ways that we can do that is by reading scripture. So going
reminding
us
ourselves
of who God is. And also you suggested reading others' experiences of God, which would be people like the saints and just other Christians who've written.
And natural books. Other experiences. Mm. When you go to therapists, then they might go, breathe in slowly, deeply. Mm. So it's like you're actually calming your body functions down, calming that agitation that might be there. Now, it mightn't take the whole anxiety away, but it will lessen it.
Yeah.
So there are ways and means of, you know, and they say you tell your mind. Now, in us, we're telling our mind with Jesus Christ as Lord that everything's okay.
Mm.
Not just, again, like you're saying, doing it in your own strength and power.
Yeah. Because you also said that we might be tempted to put, like, to have the thoughts when we're anxious to affect us. And I think you were also meaning, like, we can be tempted by the devil because he doesn't want us.
He wants to make it more anxious. Yeah. You know, there's a bump. You know, we go through clouds flying. I'm thinking of, like, that example. There are bumps. So I now go, oh, okay, clouds, there are bumps. That's what happens. But because I'm not used to it every day, I get a bit anxious about it. But the enemy can make it, oh, you know, whisper in your mind, oh, it's going to be bad, it's going to be terrible, you're not going to get through it. And then I then say, well, Lord, you're in control.
Yep.
You're here with me.
You
know?
Yeah. And so, again, just going back to him. But what you described is that the peace that he gives us is beyond a peace that we can even imagine. Like, we can't even...
It's not man-made.
Yeah.
It's a deep, deep... It's a deep spiritual peace.
Mm.
Like, you know, we're talking about he gives me peace in calming me from flying. But
there's a deeper level to
that. But even way beyond that in life, when there's struggles, the struggles can still be there. The you know, environment of you know, say family relationships not good, etc., can still be there.
Mm.
But I still live with an inner peace. Mm. It's really deep set.
Mm.
It's hard to describe. Yeah.
I kind of was thinking about it when you were talking, like, we think of peace as this, like, really quiet type, you know, like you said, calming nature. Now, I think it's still that, but added to that is a strength and a power that maybe we don't always think of those words with the word peace.
Yes.
But, like, that's what the deeper peace is, that we have a strength and a power in Jesus that he gives us. And that's why we can have peace while maybe the rest of our, like you said, relationships are falling apart.
Yes.
Yeah. So the weekly challenge this week is to turn your thoughts to God. Those times when you're feeling anxious, when you describe yourself as unpeaceful, is to turn our thoughts to God, maybe go read scripture. Just remind yourself of who God is and the peace that he wants to give you. And you can look to that scripture, John 14:27, because that would be an amazing help as well. So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat today, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.